You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. I did say that we're going to be speaking to the CEO of Gautrain, Tshepo Kgobe, is on the line with us. Good evening, and thank you so much, Mr. Kgobe, for making time for us.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. You must have heard comments in our conversation with NUMSA earlier on. Your response to the strike being on as we speak and will continue from tomorrow as well?
I didn't hear the latest comments. Okay. We're actually sitting at the current moment of management to try and find a solution to the issues that are there.
Okay.
But what are the issues that have been raised now of lately?
All right. Look, I mean, I'm sure you're aware of the issues. They're saying medical aid is an issue. A housing allowance, the bonuses are an issue. They're saying that you're not moving from where you've always been. And they're saying that they did not walk away from the talks. Your response to that?
No, then we, as I've said throughout the day, from probably about 6 o'clock in the morning, said the people who declare they walk away, we really know them. And we are clear about the fact that we've always said we are willing to return to the negotiating table and return in earnest with the intent of resolving the matter in full. And we are very keen on making sure that this gets resolved as soon as possible, because it is the employees that get hurt more than anything else during a strike like this, because they're the ones that are not getting paid. And school fees need to be paid and everything else. The issues that are on the table at this point in time can be negotiated, and they can be brought to a point where they negotiate. But we need to return to the negotiating table, Penelo. For as long as we are in the street, we're not talking to each other. And if we're not talking to each other, then that means then we will not be able to resolve the matter. This is a setup that has bargaining councils. It's got regulated matters. It's got a regulated manner in which we things are dealt with. You don't deal with them in the street. You go to what is it called, to the negotiating table, and then you negotiate, and then we walk through. I've said it throughout the day, and I said, in certain cases, certain things are not affordable, that it be immediately implementable. But let's sit together and find a way in which if there's anything that can be fixed, and in order for us to ensure that we can then maintain the sustainability and the viability of both what they call it, the employment and the company's requirements.
So obviously, I mean, you're almost singing from the same hymn book. When I listen to what they're saying, when I listen to what you're saying, you all want to take this forward. In your view, then, how did you get here?
Look, so remember, we actually stepped in as the Bakers, as the Gautrain Management Agency, because they're not negotiating directly with us. They're negotiating with their employer, which is Bombela Operating Company.
Yes.
And the Bombela Operating Company in itself, so we got here, well, first and foremost, we got here because then somebody had to step in and be able to say, well, everybody has to come back to the table as it is. And this is what we're doing. As the asset owner and as what do they call it, as the people that actually are there to ensure that Gautengers or people who live in Gauteng get the services that they need, we cannot have a situation where the impasse that is between the employer, which is the Mumbela Operating Company, and their union persists. The general issue as it is, so from my end, I'll be honest with you, Pumelo, the contract that we have, which stacks up, you know, us as the owner and the other stakeholders and government, and the concessionaire, and then the operating company, and then ultimately the union that then responds in that. We didn't respond as quickly as I would have loved to.
Okay.
And that, from my end, as the management agency, is something that we will have to look at and learn from as a whole.
Well,
but there's also the bit where some of these demands, they look like they're demands that we never ever intended to be resolved.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, I think it's very big of the management agency being yourselves, the Gautrain itself, which actually in the end is how we relate as the customer on the ground. We only see Gautrain and we don't even understand or care about Bombela Operation Company. And I think it's very big of you to say, look, in the end, it should have been done in a much more productive manner. How far are you as the management agency in your understanding of how things can be resolved to where Bombela Operating Company is?
So we're actually sitting with them as it is right now. And we were supposed to meet the union earlier on, but unfortunately there was no show. But we have requested the Bombela Operating Company to go back to the negotiating table and to look at the demands earnestly and honestly. I mean, open up their books and be able to explain where the company is at, what is affordable and what can be afforded. And ultimately, when we step in again, it has to be on the basis of the fact that, well, this is where we are and therefore we cannot. So there's a process that is unfolding at the current moment where the CCMA is going to do a mediation in a big strike like this. There is a trigger that is brought on by the CCMA, and they will then start the mediation. So the process will probably start unfolding in the coming week or so. Mm-hmm. And from then onwards, what then happens is that the parties will then bring back their demands and the alternatives to the demands and the options as they're supposed to be. And we are happy that everybody is returning back to the negotiating table. We would like this to be sorted out as soon as possible. It ultimately, in my view, my role is to ensure that the commuter still receives the service that they're supposed to get. And be it we have a contract or we don't have a contract, I've taken the day, I mean, it's probably 6 o'clock in the morning, to try and explain and be able to also assure our customers that our services are still functional as it's supposed to be, but we are working on resolving the matter. And to me, that is much more important.
So it doesn't have to wait for the CCMA. That's my issue here. You, not necessarily yourselves as a management agency, but Bombela can reach out now, tomorrow. They don't have to wait for the CCMA to issue a date. Why doesn't that happen?
No, I think by this afternoon, the intent. So by the time I left the depot, I think it was 11 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. I was told that they were finalizing the letters that were going to the unions to request them to return to the table.
Okay.
And that was way before the CCMA letter came out.
All right. So hopefully we'll see some movement tomorrow, even way before the CCMA issues a date.
I'm looking forward to that. And as I said, we're meeting with the CEO and her team as it is and her management team as it is right now. And I think that needs to just be a directive that then goes out to be able to say, please issue the letter so that we don't even have to wait for the CCMA letter and the conversation starts.
All right. Let's then talk about the commuters, because you keep telling us that there will be no interruption. How sure are we that things will be running smoothly tomorrow, for instance?
Look, as it is right now, so we're talking about every business has a business continuity plan.
Sure.
So similarly, ourselves we have a business continuity plan, and the Bombela Operating Company has a business continuity plan. There is enough staff to be able to run the services, similar to how we did today in the morning and today in the afternoon. Any of the disruptions that have occurred are system and technical related. They have got nothing to do with shortage of staff.
All right. And as far as you're concerned, and I know you're not speaking on necessarily on behalf of Bombela, why, by the way, is Bombela not conducting these interviews? Why are they not responding as swiftly and also as openly as we'd like them to?
One of the reasons why we called the meeting this evening was exactly for us to be able to understand what have they been sitting on. I mean, they were issued with a strike notice on Friday. And at the point of the strike notice, we should have actually already been notified, and everybody should have been notified that this is where we're sitting, and therefore we have no way of resolving this. Can you either stop it to mediate or bring on somebody to mediate? So it's us finding out what is going on. Why did we need to wait until this point? I mean, it was unnecessary for us to actually do that on such a cold day. I mean, I spent the whole day outside or half of the day outside doing interviews and taking on calls all around. And there's nothing else I did today except do exactly what we're doing right now.
Good on you.
But I actually would have loved to have been doing something.
Yeah. So what's their response?
So we're sitting at the current moment in the meeting, so we were still getting into those issues. But their issues were very simple. I think we got the team in itself, and collectively from both sides, they need to own up to the issue. They got to a point where they were fighting so much that they were not really thinking straight. I mean, that's my thoughts about it. But I'm going back into the meeting to be able to understand why is it that they've not managed to respond to this thing as soon as possible.
I really, really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. I really sincerely, I do appreciate you talking to us. And thank you so much for keeping us updated, Sepo.
Thank you,
Pamela. Sepo Kobe is the CEO of Gautrain, and he's very clear about what is happening here. So obviously, the structure is such that the Gautrain itself, the thing that you and I use, is run by, it's a management agency that's running this, okay? So, and Sepo Kobe is the Gautrain CEO. Then there is an operational level above them, which is Bombela Operating Company. Essentially, the strike is between, the issue is between the union, NUMSA, and its members, and Bombela Operating Company. They actually are the employer. And the issues here, and for me, there are a couple of things. Why is Bombela not talking? That's number one. Why is Bombela not talking? Why is Bombela not even speaking to the media? So what you're hearing now is just an agency, which, because we interact with them directly as a Gautrain, as a Gaubus, they are now under pressure to respond to commuters like you and I and explain to us why things would be interrupted, why there is a picket. But actually, the people we should be asking these questions to is Bombela, right? We have not gotten responses from Bombela. I'm not sure any media house has actually been able to communicate directly with Bombela. I get the sense, even as you hear the tone from Gautrain, that there is this pushback and there is a reluctance to work swiftly to resolve this matter. You can hear even from NUMSA itself that there just isn't any appetite to come together and resolve this thing. The question is why? Why is there reluctance to even negotiate? Why did they have to wait for the CCMA to actually intervene? Why couldn't they reach out to NUMSA to find each other? That's not to say NUMSA is necessarily right in what they're requesting. But the question is, why did they wait for NUMSA to actually go ahead with the strike? Why are they reluctant to speak to the media? Why are they waiting for CCMA to actually intervene? What's this, you know, I don't know. It seems quite arrogant in my view. And to then force the management agency to be the one that actually says to all of us, no, folks, things will run smoothly. We are making sure that they'll talk. But actually, Gautrain doesn't have the answers. The management agency does not have the answers. The people with the answers is Bombela. The people who should be giving the conversation, you know, an ear and giving us those interviews and speaking to you is Bombela. So we'll obviously wait and see. You know, the CEO of Gautrain says, well, they're in meetings right now. What I would like to see is for them to move before we see the CCMA move, because if they don't, we then probably are going to wait another week before a date is issued. And then the strike in the meantime continues. What does that mean? It means that those people who are on strike, no work, no pay. That's the first thing. And it does disrupt business. Actually, it does disrupt you and I. So obviously, we'll have to wait and see. But the ideal situation would be for Bombela to just call everybody back to the table and let's just get this over and done with. It's 27 minutes after 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.